Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Paul from Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line. I'm sorry, this person is not available. If you would like to leave an additional message, please reply after the tone.
Hi, Patricia. I'm not sure what did happen with that call. It didn't disconnect, but I certainly wasn't able to hear you. I don't know if you were able to hear me at all. We do still need to schedule your follow-up call, your client interview. I did want to see, it looks like tomorrow the earliest one would be 2 o'clock and we don't have anything left for today. So I'm going to send a text message out to you just to kind of see if that time's going to work for you.
Hello?
Oh, good, you're there. I don't know what happened with that call, but I couldn't hear you at all. I don't know if you could still
hear me. I'm sorry, it probably cut off.
I don't really
have a lot of things out here.
That's okay. So I'm trying to schedule your client interview. It looks like tomorrow we have 2 o'clock. We're booked out for the rest of the day, and the first one is tomorrow at 2. Does that work for you? You don't have to be in front of a computer.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to schedule it at 2. It should come pretty close to 2 o'clock. It might be a couple of minutes after 2 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email address, and that's really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say ENG, which is just English, and then it's got your username, which is actually your phone number, just the numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, your name, and then your actual phone number. I can pull up your default password. Now, you can't change your username. That's going to be the username that you're going to use for your client dashboard. We put it in that way so you can remember it and so we can associate it with your account. So your username is your phone number, but no dashes or spaces. My Splash, that's easy enough to remember, but you can change it. That's your default password, MySPLASH. But like I said, once your tracking system is active, you'll be notified and, again, reminded what those credentials are. And, of course, they're on your welcome email as well. Other than that, if I am in between phone calls tomorrow when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well. I'll try to keep my line open, but if I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. I think we got disconnected again. Okay, I'm going to send that calendar invite out there. Thank you.